following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Refuge Devos on a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
And I have Jesse with me here.
Yes, and I have Jeff with me here.
And we're here together.
Together.
In the Camp 56 room, by the way. This is where our 5th and 6th graders have their classes at Refuge, and they have a great time. Mm-hmm. I wish you could see all the color in this room right now. There's so much color and fun. And actually, we like this room so much that we do staff meetings in here.
Yeah, our staff devos hang out in here,
we
pray
like
with
it.
Each other, meet,
it's nice.
Plan the week.
We do.
Lots
it's
of fun.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
Hey, just real quick on a brief note, this coming weekend is Palm Sunday. We celebrate, in some ways, Palm Sunday, and by that I mean I'm going to mention it in my message this weekend.
Right.
So there's the celebration. And I've actually thought about bringing a palm branch.
That's right.
Just to wave it around.
It might get hot. You never know. It's getting
close
to summer.
You just never know.
A little bit.
But on Palm Sunday, we celebrate Jesus coming into Jerusalem. Mm. And we typically call it the triumphal entry. And it's triumphal in that they're praising him and saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, because they believe that they're going to be rescued. Little do they know in that moment, Jesus knows, but they don't, that Jesus has actually come to sacrifice himself on the cross for us. Yeah. And so in some ways, it's kind of a weird word or term to say celebration, but it is a celebration in that our sins are going to be forgiven because of what Jesus did.
Yeah, coming full circle. There's a lot of struggle and sadness in it, but towards the end, there's redemption. And so you can look at it as a whole and go, it was a win.
Just like Good Friday. It's always an odd thing to say we're going to celebrate Good Friday because we know what happens on Good Friday. Jesus dies on the cross. And yet, when we look at it from the other side of Good Friday, when it's over and after the resurrection, we can look back to say, hey, Good Friday is good.
The ultimate sacrifice. Speaking of sacrifice.
Yes. We've got one of those.
You have something.
In our text, here's an incredible thing. Philippians 2:5. Listen to what it says here. And just talking about, as we think about Jesus' sacrifice. It says, let this mind, and this is kind of exalting the Philippian church to be humble. And in other words, follow Jesus' example. Listen to what it says. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. In other words, he was God, considered himself to be God, and listen to what it says, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. That's a step down.
A big step.
God to man. That's a huge step down.
Yeah.
And being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
Mm. You talk about like major sacrifice, the ultimate humility, and what a perfect lesson and picture it is in like us striving to be more and more like Jesus day after day. And the ultimate sacrifice with the perfect attitude, this attitude of just, Lord, like, use me, take me, use me however you want, even if it means there's pain and there's suffering and I have to give up my heavenly body or, you know, this paradise that I'm in to come down and save your children. Like, wow.
As I think about it too, like we talk about one of the attributes of a follower of Christ is one who's willing to sacrifice for the things of the Lord and actually sacrifice for other people as well. And that is a mirror of us following after Jesus. And I just imagine, think about like as Jesus is walking towards Jerusalem, and that's where we're going to be this weekend in our message. As he's walking towards Jerusalem, knowing what awaits him in Jerusalem and having all the human emotions and feelings that we would have in that moment, and yet he continues to approach Jerusalem knowing that the cross awaits him.
Yeah.
And you talk about a sacrifice, you talk about giving up yourself in order to honor the plan that God had to rescue us.
Yeah. And you think about like the Lord has a plan for our lives, and definitely not as high stakes as what Jesus had to do and endure and go through for us. And sometimes, yet I know personally, I can struggle to like give up something.
Even the littlest of things.
The smallest things. It's like I'm there kicking and screaming and fighting the Lord. And such a great reminder where it's like, again, perfect example of this is what we strive to be day after day. And how to do it, the attitude to approach it with this humility and this honestly respect and reverence to the Lord, like, hey, where you lead, I'll follow, even if it means I have to give up an agenda or goals that I have, but knowing that God has something even better for us, even if we can't see it.
And in that same letter to the Philippians, Paul will later write, it's in Philippians chapter 3, where he says, you know, I had all these things, the things of the world, I had power and I had position. I was super religious. I was zealous for what I believed, and yet I was willing to give up all of that. Yeah. He says, I lost all things. I considered them all rubbish, garbage, for the sake of following after Christ and being formed into his image. And so the encouragement, I guess, today for us, for Jesse and I, and for you, is to take on that view of what Jesus did for us in sacrificing himself, certainly on the cross, but coming from heaven to earth, from being equal to God and walking then amongst man, what a sacrifice that would have been. And then as we think in light of that, then what else should we do?
Yeah.
Well, what would you have us sacrifice, or what would you have us do?
Yeah. Hope you guys have a great week. Thanks for joining us for this Devo time. We look forward to doing this more weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
We'll probably do it next week. Yeah.
See you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.